This is WYPR.
Welcome back to Midday. The jazz scene in Baltimore is about to get a big boost. The Baltimore Jazz Alliance is holding the first ever Baltimore Jazz Festival tomorrow, rain or shine, in Druid Hill Park in beautiful Reservoir Hill. The music will run the gamut, Latin jazz, contemporary jazz, straight-ahead jazz. The Greg Hatza Organization, Rumba Club, Clarence Ward III, and Art Sherrod Jr. will share the stage with the young musicians of the Dunbar Jazz Ensemble. So we thought we'd take a minute to get a little preview of the festivities. We're listening to Hot Zaga Zaga by the Gypsy Jazz Trio, Hot Club, Baltimore. And Hot Club Baltimore joins me in the studio now, the guitarists Sammy Arafin and Michael Joseph Harris, along with bass player Eddie Rybick. Welcome, you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And you guys are here with your axes, with your guitars.
Yes.
So, Michael, play us a tune.
All right, we're going to play Them Their Eyes, a nice old standard.
All right, Them Their Eyes with Hot Club Baltimore. Club Baltimore playing for us here in Studio A. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. That's Michael Joseph Harris on lead. Sammy Arafin playing guitar along with bass player Eddie Rybick. Thanks so much, you guys. This is terrific. It sounds great. So, Sammy, you've been out of school for a few years now.
Yeah.
You went to Goucher College, into the jazz scene here in Baltimore. The jazz scene is, it seems to me, has really, really exploded over the last several years. What's your take on the current zeitgeist for jazz in Charm City?
I think it's really great, especially, you know, with people like Michael Joseph Harris, who've been on the scene for so long, starting to go like back out into the scene and look for younger players and look for people who are really active on the scene, along with Eddie Rybick's help, because he's a bass player who's very active on the straight ahead jazz scene in Baltimore. So it's really great. There's kind of a revival of the jazz scene, like, through older players and more seasoned players.
Yeah, and Michael Joseph, the term Hot Club Baltimore, I mean, Django Reinhardt is an inspiration. Where does that term come from in terms of jazz genealogy?
Well, yeah, there's various hot clubs all over the world. Hot Club of Europe, Hot Club of San Francisco, Hot Club of Cowtown, you know. I mean, there's a lot of them, but all of them have one thing in common, and that's Django Reinhardt, who really kind of revolutionized guitar playing, in a sense. He brought in so much European folk, you know, from all the traveling musicians that he was a part of.
He was French.
In
right?
caravans. And then brought that really immediately together through his own just love for jazz and his creativity, was able to put it all together as a guitar-based music, as opposed to you know, necessarily having pianos and drums. Pianos and drums are great. We're going to have both of those, by the way, at Baltimore Jazz Fest tomorrow. So we have Todd Simon on piano, who's amazing, and Dominic Smith on drums.
Yeah.
And Django Reinhardt, he played with drums and piano toward the later part of his career in the late 40s. So we're emulating a little bit more of that sound. But yeah, the Hot Club of Baltimore comes from that original Hot Club of France that Django Reinhardt started with Stefan Grappelli on violin.
Yeah, the great violinist, yeah. And it's great, Sammy, that tomorrow there's going to be all sorts of kinds of jazz. I mean, it's not just gypsy jazz. It's all sorts of things. And the Baltimore Jazz Alliance is putting this together, and nobody's ever done this before.
Yeah.
An outdoor jazz festival right up there in Druid Hill Park. Rain or shine, let's hope the sun stays out. But that's a big step forward for the jazz scene as well,
definitely,
isn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Good stuff. Well, I'm going to ask you guys to play another tune here in a second to take us out. But first, I want to tell folks that will do it here for us today on Midday. Coming up next week, John Judas will be here talking about his new book, The Populist Explosion, How the Great American Recession Transformed American and European Politics. And speaking of politics, Delegate Kathy Shalega will also be here to talk about her race for a U.S. Senate seat against Congressman Chris Van Hollen. We'll have analysis of the vice presidential debate as well. And our movie mavens, Jed Dietz and Ann Hornaday, will tell us what to watch next weekend at the movies. So lots of good stuff coming up next week on Midday, and we hope you can join us. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Thanks to Mac Tatka for standing in for Luke today. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Lunch for our guests was provided by B Bistro, located at 1501 Bolton Street in Bolton Hill, with nightly specials featuring new American local, seasonal, and organic offerings. Outside seating is available. B Bistro is open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday, and on Sunday, they're open for brunch. You can check them out online at b-bistro.com. One final note. Today, the Midday team says goodbye to our terrific production assistant, Lauren Ferguson. She's headed to Nashville to become an associate producer with Fox 17 TV. Lauren is just starting what we're sure will be a very fine career in journalism, and we are honored and blessed that her first stop along the way was with us. So good luck, Lauren, in your new adventure in Music City. And speaking of music, we're going to ask our friends from Hot Club Baltimore to take us out with a little tune. Michael, what do you want to play?
We're going to play Sweet Georgia Brown, which actually features our vocalist Alexis Tantau on the CD, Hot Club of Baltimore's Coquette, but we're going to do it as a trio instrumentally.
All right, Hot Club of Baltimore taking us out on Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and enjoy Jazz Fest tomorrow.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
WYPR. Up next here on Your Public Radio, it's Reveal, then stay tuned at 2 for Science Friday.
This week, the Paris Motor Show showcased smart cars that can